Bianca Homan back again for another Daily Spark of Inspiration. And today I want to talk about your competition. Or basically saying, don't watch your competition. I don't even like the word because it already implies, you know, something we are working against. Somebody who, you know, other businesses who kind of, who are a threat to what we are doing. And I really want to ask, well, is that really true? Or is that really the most beneficial way of looking at it? Or is the competition not just somebody who's offering something the same or something similar as you do? And that really is a good thing, because if there's somebody else offering what you offer, that means there is a market. And being a trailblazer isn't necessarily a good thing, as I can confirm, because when I look at my website, Flamenco Dressmaking, you know, that was like total trailblazer. There was nothing else around that's comparable, and that didn't make things easier. Like, when you have no point of reference, when it's, you know, when there's no competition, nobody else doing anything. So there's actually a lot of room for doubts where you think, well, it doesn't even make sense. Does it even make sense to go there? So if there are other people in serving that market, that's a really good sign. And like if you come into a town and there is an Italian restaurant, and there is, you know, there's another one around the corner, and there's another one, you know, 5 minutes up the road. Nobody goes, oh, you know, no, there's already an Italian restaurant, so I can't open up shop here. No. And if you think about it, if you go to one Italian restaurant, and you might have your favorite one, but it doesn't mean that you never go to the other one, you know. Like, from a client point of view, it's not that dramatic. So, you know, if it's your business and you offer something and somebody else offers the same, well, you know, it might be even a source of support. You know, there's no need to necessarily see it as competition or somebody who's kind of against you. And that makes life a lot easier. So the question is really, how much energy do you think you can free up? If you know who else is there, you know, you might want to, you know, have a look what they're doing, but not invest too much energy in that. Invest your energy in what you want to create, what you want to offer to serve your clients the best you can. And the competition takes care of itself. See you tomorrow.